From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Tradition continues, Easter Dinner Buffet at Cypress Bend. Reservations highly recommended, serving between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. For reservations, call 318-590-1500. At the Carving Station, smoked ham, round of beef, champagne chicken, Mayu Mayu Veracruz. Sides include carrots, rice dressing, scalloped potatoes, mac and cheese, as well as others. Three different salads, assortment of desserts, and strawberry cake, Cypress Bend. Cypress Bend Easter Buffet. I guess I'll have a Thanksgiving buffet as well. Maybe that's a little bit later on. The phone number again is 318-590-1500. Hey, they got some brand new movies at Parkway Cinema. Now playing Ordinary Angels, The Chosen, Bob Marley, One Love. Go to KadianaCinema.com. Click on to Parkway Cinema. Tomorrow, going to do something a little bit different. Texas elections are going on. Do you know what a commissioner does? We've got Stanley Jacks. He's in Bronson, Texas. He's commissioner. We're going to talk about Texas politics tomorrow. With us this morning is Ryan Robinson of the Sinlaw Report. Ryan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How are you?
I am well. How about you?
Good. No complaints. How are things at Sabine Parish?
Well, you know, you just sometimes got to laugh. The Sabine Parish Police Jury had a meeting yesterday, and it's like, let's get up every morning if you're the police jury, and let's get the gun out. Which foot do we want to shoot today? Now, there are some good spots there. Barry Stevens, a brand new member of the police jury, looks like he's going to be a great one. He actually seems concerned about the people who live in his district. He fought the battle along with Bo Stewart and Bruce Taylor, but the other police jury members, missing in action, they're more involved in trying to hire a lobbyist than repair the parish roads. But, hey, you can't expect much out of the group.
So that was the big issue yesterday?
Well, one of the issues, but, yeah.
Was the library tax renewal on the discussed during the meeting?
To my knowledge, I don't go to those meetings because they're long, boring, and you don't get very much out of them. To my knowledge, it was not, but I'm sure the police jury has never met a tax they didn't like. So I'm sure it's coming up somewhere along the line. But, you know, the one thing that the taxpayers can do, whether it's Sabine Parish, Vernon, or whatever, you can't make them be good citizens, but you can stop voting for their taxes, which has pretty well happened in some places, and just cut down every tax they've got.
No, I totally agree. And, Ted, I saw the special session has started in Baton Rouge for Governor Jeff Landry focusing on crime. I think it's a very good start for the Landry administration. We posted an article earlier this week to contrast our current state senator, Alan Seebach, who is co-authored the constitutional carry bill in the Senate, versus our previous state senator, Louis Bernard, who actually voted to kill that legislation last year, which I think was a main driver of him not running for re-election. So, Ted, you're exactly correct. Voting for good people that are going to do what they say they're going to do when they get to Baton Rouge makes a difference, and we're off to a good start, I would say, in 2024.
Well, one of the things I would love to see happen in all parishes in the state of Louisiana, maybe the nation as a whole, if we elect someone to police jury or school board, they actually go there with the attitude of what can we do to make life better for our citizens, not how can we form political alliances and have these little games that we play. And maybe that's just inherent in Louisiana politics, but it'd be nice to get rid of it.
Ted, it is just not in Louisiana politics. It's all over the country, and it's getting worse. I know. I also recognize that there are a couple of upcoming elections in Northwest Louisiana and Natchitoches. The city of Natchitoches has a mayor's race that looks to be really heating up. It was brought to my attention that one of the current, the incumbent mayor in Natchitoches, one of his supporters, wrote a letter to various members in the community and basically said, vote for the incumbent mayor because they're fighting the dictator, racist Donald Trump. So I thought that was an interesting thought process on why you should vote to reelect the incumbent mayor for the city of Natchitoches, which I think if I was running one of those campaigns against him, crime would be my number one issue because I see a lot of crime in the city of Natchitoches that I don't think took place 20, 25 years ago. And I think that's probably on the top list of voters concerned in that community.
It's going to be very interesting to see how that race comes out. You got two African Americans, two Caucasians in the race. You got the present mayor, the former mayor, and you got two new people in the race. Everybody I talk to, there's two issues. Crime is a big issue. The current mayor says it's being reduced. He was on the program with us. The previous mayor says it's not. And electric rate increases, not because of the cost of electricity, but the city just needs more money, so they say. And so we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. I'm not sure how in the world Donald Trump, it reminds me of a story a long time ago. There was this real estate agent here that got upset with Robert Gentry, who had the Sabine Index at the time. And he writes Robert Gentry a really ugly letter and tells how much he dislikes Robert Gentry in the Index and says he's canceling his subscription. This letter goes on for a full page at the end of the letter, and he says, plus, I'm never getting up and listening to Ted Dumas again on Open Line. I'm thinking, how the hell did I get in this fight? that's kind of like Donald Trump. How did Donald Trump get in a Natchitoches mayor's race?
Well, it's very fascinating. And you bring up Robert Gentry. I read his observations this past week, and I noticed and I didn't never know that his dad was a newspaper man, and he did clippings out of his house back in the 50s or 40s and 50s. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, that's how I met it.
Where he was reading up to 200 newspapers a day, and I thought that was very fascinating. I never heard that story. Yeah, and
that's how he made a living. Pretty interesting. Plus, his daughter's a judge of, I guess, generation jumps there.
But getting back to that elections in the city of Natchitoches, I think another good race is the councilman at large. You have the Greg Burke, which is, I think he's the former AD for Northwestern. Denny Boyd, which is the former fire chief for the city of Natchitoches. I saw those two names on there, and I thought that's going to be a very interesting race. But, Ted, the thing is, as the city of Natchitoches, as Natchitoches Parish overall, has it moved farther to the left, more Democrat voters? I think it's one of the few parishes in North Louisiana that John Bell Edwards carried in his last election. So how does that bold for conservative, strong conservatives running in the city of Natchitoches and in the surrounding community?
Well, let's go back to that Greg Burke for a second. I don't know the other person. I think there's like three or four people in that race. But one of the things that Greg Burke brings to the city is not politics. Greg is probably the most non-political, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's not far right, far left. Greg Burke is a very good business person. And you got to be a good business person to be athletic director. And he served as athletic director of Northwestern for a long time and did a terrific job. He understands budgets. He understands how to manage things. Greg Burke has got a lot of business sense. Now, if you look at the elections in Natchitoches, very few conservatives running. It's mostly Democrats. But Natchitoches, with the university and with the makeup there, is pretty well a liberal community, or has been in the past.
And it seems to be really trending that way. And how does the power brokers, for lack of a better term, how do they respond to that? I know they're very upset with the last state Senate race. How do they focus moving forward? And I think that's going to be very fascinating to watch as we move forward.
Well, a good answer to that is, who are the power brokers anymore? I don't see power brokers in Natchez. I don't see that one person that stands out that says, okay, I'm going to support this person. They're going to automatically win. I think Natchez is up for grabs. I think that was shown in the last election for the parish president. And they had a person that tried a number of times, had not been successful. He got elected parish president. I just see a major change in politics in Natchez, and I don't see a person that is the go-to guy if you want to get elected.
I totally agree with that, and I think part of that is social media, radio, digital. I think the way you can get out your message, the way you can inform potential supporters, there's just so many other avenues. You can't hide certain things. Everything is going to come out, and you know, some people say that's good, some people say that's bad. I saw the Canada Prime Minister said that he's upset that there's so many ways to obtain information. He would love to go back to the days, kind of like Barack Obama used to say, that there was only three TV stations and everybody had the same set of facts, and you can control the messaging a lot better back in the old days.
I'm going to take a break on that one. Ryan Robertson is with us. Send Law Report. You can go to Facebook and go to Send Law Report. Get all the latest news, information, obituaries, arrest reports, pretty well everything. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on: Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide quality, hometown-friendly service. Call them today at 318-554-9884. Or check the Bible on Facebook. You can go to the website at bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call, don't forget to mention you heard it on the radio. You get an additional 10% discount right off the bat.
This is Landon Womack from Winfield, Louisiana. I'm a sophomore at Northwestern State University, majoring in radiological science. Rad Science allows me to help others live healthier lives with an advancement of technology in the field, which promotes general well-being. If you live in Wynn Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. And always, Forkham Demons.
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes, great colors, and a super selection, too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesburg, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Okay, my friends, here's a question. You got an anniversary coming up or a special birthday and you need a really unique gift? Here's where you go to. You go to Nichols. Now, you can go to one in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, or Manny. You're going to find items that you won't find anywhere else. great prices. Nichols, waiting to serve you. They've been doing it for over 100 years. Our guest this morning is Ryan Robertson. He's with the Sinlaw Report. Ryan, pick us up. Where do we start from here?
No, I'd like to talk about presidential politics. I was reading this morning there's some new polling coming out, and it shows that former President Trump is winning Arizona, winning Nevada. He's consistently been in the lead in Michigan, also in Georgia. And I think if the election was held today, Ted, I think former President Trump would win. I think the Republicans would take the Senate. I think the Republicans are going to lose the House, but I am very encouraged by what we're seeing in the polling. Now, look, polling is one thing. Getting out the vote, getting your voters to go vote on Election Day is another. But for the political environment to be this good for President Trump, I think it says a lot about how bad of a job that Joe Biden has done and what he has done to our country. Everywhere you look, there's chaos. The border, almost 8 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border since Joe Biden has been president. You look what's going on around the world. You have Russia. You have Ukraine. You have what's going on in the Middle East. And my question is, Ted, what do they point to say that give me four more years? Do that because President Trump is bad?
Here's why I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong in the fact that Donald Trump gets up every morning with great ideas and an effort to destroy what few people left that like his ideas. His mouth keeps him in trouble all the time. And when you take that and you add that to all the people in America, including 7.2 million illegal aliens that are getting free things, insurance, food, housing, you name it, free things from this government. Do you think those people that are on welfare, those people on government subsidies, are going to vote against the Democratic Party that keeps promising free things and go to a party like Donald Trump that says, okay, maybe you actually should get out and get a job? Do you think they're going to go to a Donald Trump candidacy that says, hey, you know, going to church is not bad? We have Christian faiths in America. Do you think the transgenders are going to say, you know, the Republican Party hasn't been good to me. I think I'll go with them. Tell me where I'm wrong there.
Well, what you're saying, Ted, is that we are at a tipping point in this country for conservatism and Republican policies to where we can't put a coalition together to get 270 votes on election night?
Exactly what I'm saying.
So that tells me we need a new coalition. We need a coalition of non-working class Americans. And I think you look at some of the areas like Chicago, the inner city, you look at New York City, you look at the African American population that are coming out left and right and are outraged at their leadership for giving these illegal immigrants debit cards, kicking in hotels and these type of things. And they're saying, what about us? We have voted Democrat for 50 years and you guys are looking to replace us. So is that an opportunity for Republicans? I keep telling everybody it's an opportunity. Look, you're not going to get everyone, but 3-4 points in some of these states make a real big difference on election night.
You know what I said earlier about the Sabine Parish police jury who voted voted to keep giving health insurance to their employees at a gigantic cost to taxpayers. They get up every morning and they say, which foot do I want to shoot today? Same thing happens with the Republican Party. Republican Party's got great ideas and horrible people's ability to promote those ideas. And, yeah, I think the Republican Party has this death wish. They get up in the morning and they say, I'm going to shoot a foot today. Which one do I want to shoot? I shot the left one yesterday. Let's go after the right one today.
No, I tend to agree. But one of the things that Trump has this time that he probably didn't have in 2020, he has a really good professional a political operation, and they're very no-nonsense. They look to win, and a lot of them are based here in Florida. So does that help him to get the 1%, 2%, the 30,000 votes that he needs to win some of these states? It's to be seen. But, Ted, a larger issue that I see is the two-tier justice system that has really taken hold in our
country. Just a second. Before you get off of that, next question. Do you trust the voting system to let Trump take office even if he wins?
Well, I mean, this goes back to this, Ted. Do you think President Trump won the 2020 election?
I don't know, but I think there was a lot of voter fraud.
So you don't have confidence in our election system? That's a whole nother question. That's a bigger issue than just one guy. I look at it like this, Ted.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's take a state or election location can mail out a ballot, and they mail out thousands and thousands of them to people that may or may not still be alive, may or may not still live there, and get them filled out and sent back in with no verification it's actually the person who filled it out. Do you trust the system?
I don't trust the system based on that. Now, there has to be, and how do you change that? You change that through state law. Each state controls their state election.
You don't have to change it because originally you couldn't do that. Now the Democrats have said, this person can't read or write. Let's send him a ballot through the mail because he don't want to come down and pick one up. And in many states, you can request ballots like that. And I don't trust that.
Well, when you talk like that, I think there's an opportunity. There are issues, but I think overall, I think we have to.
Do you trust election. Illegal immigrants voting in the elections, which is happening in a number of states?
I do not trust. I saw where San Francisco has put a illegal immigrant on the board of supervisors that are over the election.
Well, Ryan, it doesn't sound like there's a question of whether I trust the system. Now it sounds like there's a question of whether you trust the system.
Well, we're not going to win any elections in San Francisco, unfortunately.
We got to take a break. Ryan Robertson is with us this morning at Sinlaw Report. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay with us. Northwestern State University School of Social Science and Applied Programs. They hosted students from schools and surrounding parishes for the 58th Annual Region 4 Social Studies. It took place February the 3rd. Students exhibited from almost 70 individual groups and group projects. Amazing group of great minds coming together. Amazing opportunity at Northwestern State University.
I've heard it said, one size does not fit all. This is really true in hearing loss. Dr. Karen Mills at Hearing Solutions in Hemphill and Jasper can help guide you through the process of selecting the right solution, the best price, and provide ongoing care to maintain optimal hearing health. To receive the best service and best price, call Hearing Solutions in Hemphill 409-787-3389 at 815 Worth Street. In Jasper, call 409-384-2385 at 1305 South Main Street.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
If you've lived on Toledo Bend your whole life or just passing through, you've got to go to Curtis Grocery, where new owners Amy and Richard Johnson and the rest of the gang embody their motto, a little better every day. Dine in, take out, gas up, or stock up on snacks, supplies, shiners, adult beverages, and much more. Catch the love. Located at 8301 Highway 473 in Toro. Call 318-565-4674.
That's right, you heard us. We want to go to Curtis Grocery, the best part of Toledo Bend country.
In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on with Bass Heating and Cooling is quality, hometown-friendly service. We treat you like family because you are family. Call us today at 318-554-9884 or find us on Facebook or our website, bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call, mention the family discount that you heard on this radio ad and receive a 10% discount off of your next service repair. And remember, at Bass Heating and Cooling, we'll cool your bass off.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesburg, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Entrance Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
Okay, it's time for an eye exam and you haven't determined for sure where you're going. Let me make a suggestion. My friends at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, they got 14 locations, one close to you. They include Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. You can call up for an appointment at 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgeries, they are the professionals. Ryan Robinson is with us this morning, Senlaw Report. I think we both agreed that we don't trust elections. He thinks the Republic's going to win. I'm not sure that's the case, and we've got 3 minutes left, Ryan.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it really matters. I know that, well, let's talk local politics. You
okay.
Were bringing up something very good. I talked to two different people this week, and the concern is the upcoming renewal for the Sabine Parish school superintendent. I believe his contract is up in December of this year. I could be wrong. Hopefully you correct me if I am wrong.
I'm not sure when it's up, but go ahead.
How does that shake out? And is he doing a good enough job to where a majority of school board members, which they are probably, what, three new school board members in Sabine Parish that were elected last fall?
I'm probably the last person to determine how well someone's doing as superintendent. I barely got out of high school, so I'm not an educator by any means. One of the things that I would pray that they do in Sabine Parish, and quite frankly, every parish, is that the school board members remember something very important. They represent the kids and the parents and the taxpayers, not a political organization or a political body. And that they go in there and they say, each school board member should be able to make a good determination. What kind of job has Shane Wright done? Has the school system improved under Shane Wright? Does he do well enough that he gets a new contract? Or what are the problems that's faced that says, okay, we need to change school board superintendents? I think if they do that, and they do that from the heart and not from a political standpoint, we'll end up with a great school system in the parish. I think overall education system is improving in Louisiana under the leadership of Cade Bromley and under the superintendents that's been in office. We've got some really good ones. Winfield has a great one. I think Shane Wright has done a very good job as a superintendent. But like I say, I'm not knowledgeable of education. I just pray that each school board member will listen to the public and not other politicians. Is that an answer?
You really didn't say one way or another. I heard they had the votes, and then I heard they didn't have the votes. My question is, this is a question when a new regime or a new majority in school board members come in, do they have the right to put their own person in there, regardless of how the current guy is doing?
Well, I would hope they would not. I would hope they would put the person in that's best qualified to provide the best education. If it's getting down to a political appointment, is okay, if I get elected school board member, I'm going to fire who's there and get someone else new. To me, that goes against everything that deals in education. If you're a school board member and you got that attitude, God bless you. I hope there's a recall going against you real soon.
Well, Tim, maybe I'm just jaded by politics because everything is driven by politics. But I don't know. I just think it's fascinating. It's fascinating to watch. You hear a lot of different things about the former school board superintendent.
I was not a fan of the former superintendent. I thought that we could have done a lot better job there. But, you know, a lot of people thought she did a great job. You know, it's difference of opinions. I think at the end of the day, and I'm running out of time, I'll make this quick. At the end of the day, each school board member should look at the progress of the schools that they represent and whether they're good or bad, whether they need a new superintendent or not, or whether one there now is doing a good job. Base it on education, not on politics.
Hey, Ted, can I bring up a quick question?
Sure.
Should we reduce the number of employees at the central office?
I think you could reduce the number of employees at every government agency, every place in America.
Well, I would suggest the new superintendent, that would be one of his things if they're going to bring somebody in.
I think it's a great idea for the new one or the old one. I think, hey, I got to go. This has been a good program.
Have a good weekend.
See you next month.